South Africa's government increased its wage offer to about 1.3 million striking state workers this morning in the latest bid to end a nearly three-week-long labor action. The government increased its offer for a wage increase to 7.5%, that's up from 7%. The government also raised its offer for a monthly housing allowance to 800 rand, that's the equivalent of about 109 US dollars, that's up from 700 rand. Unions have been demanding 8.6% and 1,000 rand. The editor of South Africa's Southern Cross newspaper, Gunther Simmermacher, however, told us the strike is about more than just money.
There is a strong sense that this is as much about labor issues and salaries as it is about the direction of the tripartite alliance, which governs South Africa and comprises the African National Congress, the trade union movement COSATU, and the SACP, the Communist Party. It all seems to be, to some observers anyway, a bid for internal ascendancy. And if this is so, then the public certainly will not have much sympathy for the strikers, and especially not because the strike has had some very negative effects. There has been disruption to education, including isolated incidents such as an assault on matriculant pupils who gathered privately to study at a country club. And those pictures were broadcast on national TV. And then there also have been deaths, or reported deaths, in state hospitals due to the nurses' strike, and even assaults on non-striking people who have been working in the hospitals. And that certainly has not gone down very well. At the same time, just to complicate things, it certainly seems that the demands, especially by teachers, have interest outside the tripartite movement. White Teachers Union has joined the teachers' strike, and it is the first strike since 1948, which certainly suggests that the labor grievances are genuine and relevant.
And staying with that story, we have some news that is reaching us from the wires. The striking South African state workers say they will vote today on the increased wage offer that the government made in the bid to end this now three-week-old strike. That's according to the COSATU Union Federation.